For podcast purposes, the babes have separated the audio portion of our latest video show for those of you that prefer laughter on the go. To view this show with video, please visit babesinvoiceland.com or www.dbtv.com. Enjoy!
Hi, welcome to another episode. What should we call ourselves? Episodes?
I don't know what we should call ourselves. We call ourselves Babes in Voiceland.
Welcome to another show.
That's what we call ourselves.
Babes Go Video.
Yeah. Babes Go Video.
Babes all right, Go Video.
Let's start
video
it all over
show.
Again.
All right. Okay.
Hold on.
Hi, and welcome to another, well, I'm going to say episode again. I'm like, we're on daytime TV, and they're going to be watching us for years
well,
and
you
years
know what?
To come.
We have kind of been a soap opera, if you think about it.
That's true. We have been a soap opera.
We have been.
Absolutely.
See, they're already starting, and you don't even know. We are Babes Go Video right here on WWDB-TV Las Vegas.
Okay, I got to say this, though. If you happen to have been on YouTube, and you were searching for something racy, mm-hmm. and you happen to see mm-hmm. the tagline, Babes on Video... I'm sorry if you're disappointed, but stick with us because we're really funny.
We are.
We're really funny.
We're just crazy people.
True.
And again, we forgot to bring wine. Next show, wine. Because then we can just pause for a second while you open a bottle, pour a glass, and join us.
True. Because I don't think you can drink live on TV, right? Yeah.
You can only pretend on the internet. We're on the internet.
You can do anything you want on the internet.
Yeah, but
okay.
Well,
so this is a clean station.
These guys like the red wine. So when you're drinking the red wine,
be
I'm suggesting
your white
we don't wear the white shirts.
Yeah.
By the way, these were lovingly designed and produced for us by Sparkly Tees,
yes,
a local T-shirt company here in Las Vegas on West Cheyenne. But they mm-hmm. like red wine. I'm a blush wine kind of gal. It's
white
about
tin.
The only time that I actually blush anymore.
There's a bottle in my fridge.
Because nothing makes me blush anymore. Because, you know, I've seen it all.
Done
basically.
It all? Done
anyway,
it all too?
We should introduce ourselves. This is.
I'm sorry. I've got us totally off track.
It's okay.
But I'm Terry Graham.
Cowpath.
I'm Beth Toy. This is Diana McClain.
And you know what?
We are Babes in Voiceland.
We are. We're just three crazy girls. Now, if you're wondering, well, if you're Babes on Video, where is the Babes in Voiceland? Audio, laughter on the go.
Yep.
We've actually been doing a show called Babes in Voiceland for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you go to www.dbtv.com.
Shameless plug.
Plug.
Or babesinvoiceland.com.
Or
if you go to your phone and find a podcast, either on Apple, on Android, find mm-hmm. a podcast app on Apple. It's the little purple app that says podcast.
We've actually visual been doing, people.
We've actually been doing this show for about 2 years now. And we are, our shows, was in 92 or 93? We're ready
we're
to
in
post.
The 90s right now.
Don't we look great for the 90s?
We're not that old yet. God.
I wish you were all right here to party with us because we don't even have wine yet and we're having a good time.
And what I would suggest is this. A minute ago when I was joking around when Terry got off track and I said cowpath,
mm-hmm.
when you start listening to our shows from the beginning, you will understand the genesis of the cowpath reference.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Because we
you
do.
You have to listen.
We're
because
all over the
we'll
place.
Start. Listen. All women do this. This is a lesson for you boys out there. When girls start talking, all of a sudden it goes from this subject to this, mm-hmm. to the, but eventually it comes back to where you started.
Because we have many tabs open in our brain. Many
Ooh,
tabs.
Ooh, I like that. I like that reference.
That's good, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what
men have a one-track mind, women, tabs all over the place.
Yeah, so what tab are we going to explore
because
now?
Because we always have to multitask.
Well, that's true.
We do.
Listen, we're actually taping in the morning here. It's a Saturday morning. But multitask, I had to get here like at 8 o'clock. I brought Grady. We had to paint some furniture.
And Grady's your husband, by the way.
Grady's my husband. So, you know, I've been painting furniture, doing stuff, getting all the equipment ready. Mm-hmm. So we do multitask.
Yes,
yeah, we do. Furniture came out great, by the way.
Yes,
you know what?
Did.
Next show,
you'll see it on the
we'll
next
sit
show.
In it.
Yeah.
We'll sit in it so you can see.
This is furniture as well, but she didn't paint
this
morning.
I bought it, but I didn't paint it.
I love this furniture, by the way.
It's
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
You see what happens? We just start talking, and but the premise of our show, if you've missed the
previous
history
one.
Of it,
podcasts.
Is we literally record our podcast mm-hmm. at Beth's dining room table.
We do.
We actually nosh for a little while before at her kitchen table.
Yeah.
And it's usually a potluck, and Beth will either make a pork loin roast or order some pizza, or we'll bring something, pick something up on the way. And we banter and get ideas going, and then we move into the dining room where we're set up professionally with our mics and everything else, soundboard and everything.
Yeah.
And then we start recording. And then Beth, who is the editor extraordinaire,
thank you, my dear,
produces and edits the shows by editing in sound effects and stuff. And it's a blast. It's an absolute blast.
So listen to our podcast because it's going to be a little different from this.
Oh, yes, it's different.
But you can't see us. So
we have
all
our
of you that requested to actually see us,
here we are.
Your dream has come true.
It's in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's an outtake.
I have
to tell
you guys something.
What?
I went to my neighbor yesterday to bring some mail. I'm probably jumping ahead
this
of
this is a tab.
I'm doing a cow bit.
But Beth did a tab in her head.
My next door neighbor has a new little Yorkie puppy this big.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dear.
You know how I've been wanting a puppy for years.
Yeah, and I keep telling
you. Since I lost little Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Get one.
Yeah. I know, but... Yeah. But there's all these reasons.
Well, a little baby, it's a baby.
His name is, he's this big. I held him yesterday. Uh-huh. Oh, he was kissing my face. I love puppies. And his name, he's this big and his name is Rocky. Okay. And you should, the little girl next door to us, Olivia, you should have seen her and this little puppy running around the house. It was the cutest thing you ever saw.
Made you want to have one.
It did make me want to have one.
Well,
but,
you know. That kind of brings us back to what we were discussing in a previous show about young things. Oh. Men, stop. Okay. We were talking a little bit about clothing trends, and Terry was saying that it's a lot of fun because she has a teenage daughter and they go shopping together.
Yeah.
So my question to you is this.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever look at a something and it's really cute and then all of a sudden you think, that's too young for me.
Yeah, that has definitely started to happen, like lengths on dresses and things.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That never happens to me. You know why?
Why?
I hate to shop. I never look. Jeans and T-shirts. What you see is what you get. On a rare occasion, I will dress up.
This is basic Beth.
It is basic.
Listen, Beth. You know what? I grew up in Chicago, okay? And when I, after high school, when I started working, and I worked for Merrill Lynch.
Okay.
And I had to dress up every day. I mean, the heels, the dresses, you know.
You hated it, didn't
you? Take the train down. No, I enjoyed it. But as time went
on. You wore it out?
As time went on, I'm just like, the hell with it.
Uh-huh.
I just want to do my 60s jeans and T-shirts. Where do you have to dress up to go in Vegas? I mean, a fancy restaurant.
Okay, wait. Here we go. Okay. See, I'm from Detroit. And I moved to Vegas in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a Detroit girl. I mean, it was bell-bottom blue jeans, hip-hugger blue jeans. And crop tops or T-shirts, and that's how I came. So I come here and I go to high school. Every single person was dressed to the nines in school. Oh, my God.
Really?
These girls?
No.
They were, like, new outfits every day, and I felt so totally out of place. Of course, you know, I had to flip it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I went through all that. I had to dress up for work. I had a 33-year career, yada, yada, yada. And I said to my husband when I retired, dear God, don't let me live in yoga pants. If I'm in yoga pants every day, you got to shoot me because I'm not going to turn into one of those women. The active wear.
But
you guys are too funny.
But
wait till you see what Diana wears.
I wear all the flipping time. I got yoga capris. I got pants. I got my active wear because I'm always going to the gym.
You want to hear my mom's favorite saying?
It's ridiculous.
You always eat the soup you spit in.
Wow.
That was an old saying back in the 50s. Like if you always eat the soup you spit in.
So don't say it because you're going to end up being it?
Yeah, kind of.
I need a translation.
Isn't that a funny thing?
Okay, so while all y'all are running around in your artfully torn jeans, I'm kicking it in my yoga capris. I'm just saying. Today is jeans.
Yep.
I have jeans.
Because we're filming.
And
we're
keep myself
up.
Honest because I always have jeans in my closet because you know when you've gained or lost weight by
your jeans.
But you know what? Seriously.
Well, no, the new stuff stretches.
Shh.
Oh, okay.
Don't let that secret out.
But you know what? When I was a kid, grade school, high school, you had to dress nice. You had to look nice.
The kids nowadays, they spend a lot of money. Well, they spend a lot of money
jeans.
On their
on torn jeans.
No, we did that last show. We're not talking
about
that again.
I just had to.
But you know what? Really, we had to dress up. And I can remember in high school one day, they thought our skirts were like just above our knee, you know? And one of the teachers thought my skirt was too short, and they actually got a ruler and measured it.
Did they make you kneel on the floor to see how high the...
No, they just measured it. I mean, they're pretty strict back then. And so it was okay. I mean, we all looked nice. There was nothing wrong with it. Yeah. I'm not complaining. But once a year, we had Bermuda Day at Luther North High School. And we just thought, oh, my God, we get to wear shorts. But they had to be Bermuda shorts. Isn't that funny what you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else can we talk
about?
The
world has changed a lot.
Okay, you know what I want to talk a little bit about?
What? This is tab number three.
Most times when you have a bunch of women together, you have egos that clash, and if you're going to be taping or filming, everybody's got to be worried about, you know, their good side. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille, that kind of stuff, okay?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So we realized that it didn't really matter where the hell we sat.
Care.
Because we don't have a good side anymore. Either side, you're going to see the same crap, okay? You got a little bit of this going on, a little bit of that
going on. Are you sure?
I don't
have
more
wrinkles on this side than on this.
Do you know what they see both of? Because I keep turning to see you and turning to see you. So you get all my sides except my backside. You don't want to see that.
Yeah, but it's cute.
You know, we're just having fun on this show, and I hope you can get a good laugh with us. You know what we should ask all our listeners to do? If you have something funny you want us to talk about, I mean, nothing, you know, bad. We don't want any disgusting subjects, but if you want
to make them funny,
we'll make them
gross. She's right. Nothing gross.
You should email us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay? And just say, why don't you girls talk about this or that? And we will.
And we would actually love your feedback.
That's what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Just the idea of what is important to them, our listeners, and what do they want us to explore or comments that they have on what we've been talking about.
Right.
Because it is just our perspective.
Yeah.
And we're talking to a guy the other day. We do know a few of those.
Yeah, a handful.
And he was like, I need to be on your show so I can get the male perspective in there.
Oh, and I got to tell you something.
Him on.
What he said was this, ladies, listen up. The duck lip thing, the collagen, he said, stop it. He said, stop it. He goes, men don't like that.
Wait, let him tell them because we'll have him on our show.
We're going to have him on.
We should, yeah.
Because
they
won't believe us that.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to let you know ahead of time. Guys really don't like that. They don't.
Well, this guy doesn't. We'll have him on because
he's polled his friends.
He's
they don't
cute.
Like it.
He's pulled his friend.
He said.
You see where this show takes a cow path? You never know where it's going to go.
Men talk amongst themselves. You know they critique women as they walk by.
They do. Yeah.
They do.
The girl from Ipanema.
Yeah, I loved that song.
Yeah, that was
when
a
you
cool
said
song.
Walk by, it took me on a cow path.
Or Dionne Warwick, Walk On By.
Oh, yeah. That
see,
was
I
a
see
good
women
song.
Of a certain age.
A
there you go.
I'll put a little clip of that.
You
in.
Should. I would love that. She's good with that.
She is. Well, you know what? I think it's time for a break for our sponsor.
Yes, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back for just a few minutes to wrap it up. Stay with us.
Goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes.
The golf store you've been waiting for is now open. Bob Allen Golf is ready to help you take your game to the next level. Bob Allen Golf is located at 6415 South Fort Apache, Las Vegas 89148. Choose your favorite clubs from our selection of Bridgestone, Callaway, Cleveland, XXIO, Srixon, Ping, Wilson, and more. We'll custom fit them in our state-of-the-art full swing golf simulator. Come hang out with us and practice on our putting green to find out which club is perfect for you. Have your clubs repaired, reshafted, and regripped in our on-site tour shop. And talk about accessories. Guys and gals will feel comfortable and look sharp in the many sizes, colors, and options of apparel from Greg Norman, Black Clover, Under Armour, and more. The team at Bob Allen Golf takes your game as seriously as you do. Join our online family at BobAllenGolf.com and stop in the store to meet us. Remember, at Bob Allen Golf, your game is in the bag.
And we're back. So we talk about things that don't matter anymore as much as they used to. And a good example is, you know how your bra strap drops down and it kind of annoys the hell out of you and you can feel it and you're always pulling it back up and you're hoping it's not showing. So before we went on break, or while we were on break, Terry pointed out that my mic wire was showing and hanging out there, and I was so engaged having this conversation with these guys, I didn't even feel like it had slipped out. So if you saw a little black wire there, I don't really care, because we know you're from the bra strap, and I don't care about that anymore.
But they show those anymore anyways.
On purpose.
I know, right?
Well, I'll tell you about the bra. Never mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I guess it's time for us to end, though, isn't it? We'll have to save that whole conversation for another time.
Okay.
We were so glad you joined us today, and we're looking forward to seeing you again in the future. And you can find us where, Beth?
On our video, Babes Go Video, is on www.dbtv.com. You can also find it on YouTube and our audio podcast, which is very dear to our hearts because we've been doing it for 2 years, is babesinvoiceland.com, wwdbtv.com, and also your podcast app, either on your Apple phone or your Android phone. So thanks again for joining us, and contact us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Yep.
Let us know what you want us to talk about, and looking if you have any birthdays, anything, shout-outs, we'll do that.
We'll shout you out real good. We're good at shouting out.
We're shouting at you, happy birthday. Who's ever watching this today, if it's your birthday,
happy birthday.